normally get it. I only want to express appreciation for all of us, through the love, for, well, it's not for anything else, for the amount of energy expended in our behalf, aware of what it means, the amount of power that it is, massive, overcoming, far, far exceeds the amount of annual authority in great nations. That he has taken a few days to give us an opportunity to have Andrea and for this is something for which we are very grateful. And I direct your attention to the love of the Savior. Yes, yes, thank you very much.
I would, of course, you know, read the Rambam, just line by line, the sheet of paper, and we'll interpret it. Sometimes sentences, sometimes the words. The first Perek Hashi Sosher appears to be actually a very uncomplicated and easy and smooth, it isn't so. But a very important Perek in each word is a term of definition of basically Suleiman Yom Kippur and of the Kedushas HaYom Yom Kippur. So, I mean, but before we start reading and interpreting the Rambam, as I told you, line, word by word, line by line, I would suggest that you should go over the sugi in Shabbat. I'm sorry I couldn't announce all that because I'll tell you frankly, I have no time to prepare the shurim in Afghanistan. I mean, I prepared it last 2 days, so I didn't know that that we'll move this force in Shabbat. At the end of Kol Kisrei. Do you have any more Shabbat? Why should you? It's my fault. I mean, you can give me more Shabbat right here. I mean, I'll read aloud, and, because it could be, it is a very important sugya, and many definitions will be said that depend upon this sugya, upon the understanding of that sugya. Or whoever, I mean, of course, you don't have the Gemara, so you'll be so kind to look up the Gemara following this year. I'll tell you the other, at least. This is Shabbat Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the day at the conclusion of Perek Leiluk Shoin. In the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Zeiro, Omar Rav Hune, V'yamri lo, Omar Rav Abbe, Omar Rav Hune, Yom HaKippurin, Shechaviv B'Shabbos, Osu B'Kniva Sayerek. What Knivas HaYerek is, I mean specifically, literally, Rishonim disagree. But we know what the Isser of Knivas HaYerek is. Because there is no Isser of the Raisa, you understand that? So all are Isser of the Rabbanon, and in Kippur they made an exception to the rule, and they have permitted Knivas HaYerek in Kippur. The Isser is Achone Mishab Miyom Tetrache. Simply, to prepare this salad, for supper. In the late afternoon of Yom Kippur, whether it's permissible to set a table for supper. Yeah, for breaking the fast. This is basically Knivas HaYerek. Yom HaKippurim, Shechal is if Yom Kippur does not fall on Shabbos, the Knivas HaYerek Buddha. It's permissible Knivas HaYerek. However, if Yom HaKippurim coincide with Shabbos, call the Shabbos, is Knivas HaYerek. Minayin liyim HaKippurim shechovi is the Shabbos, sheosu b'Knivas HaYerek, Talmud Leimer Shabbosein Shveis. What is Shabbosein Shveis? You know, but I want you to know, the Shabbosein Shveis is not, and actually, I mean, the cross-reference is correct. This is not a Shabbos in Yom Kippur, this is a Shabbat Shabbos in Yom Shabbat. Shabbos in Vayakel is also the expression Shabbat Shabbaton, Shabbat Shabbos. What does Shabbat Shabbos mean? Rabbi Shantel, you got lost.
Yes,
I want to get to lead in the throat. Oh,
he? I don't know where that is.
Shabbos in Shveis, the Gemara simply, the Gemara, what the Gemara is concerned to be here, is the problem, why is it necessary to have an assay, an extra mitzvah assay for Shabbos if you have a leisus there? And joining us for Halacha, and you have the Einish, a skill of the Mezit and Koras, why is it necessary to have an assay, a special assay, a mitzvah assay, Shabbos and Shveis? Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos and Shveis. Why couldn't we get along with the Leisase? Why is it necessary to have an extra SF for Shabbos? Talmud Leimel, the Gemara says, Shabbos and Shveis. Lemai, the Gemara. Why is it necessary? You Leimel in Moche, to prohibit Meloche, complete the Rabbon necessity for an additional assay, work feebly sase kol meloko. El olav akmivat yerek, to the other strange word. The olav of the assay of Shabbos and Shveis is related to knivat yerek. What does it mean related to knivat yerek? Let us take a look at Rashi says. Also, the Knivas Yerek, Rasha says, the Lame Boye, the Shabbos, the Alme, the Osea, Mishum Shveis, the Koterach, Mishabos Lechayim, and a few Yibne, the Yeshkan Inui, daughter of the Shoyim Akipurim, Sheshor Shvus Osea, Zemuter, Hashto, the Chal, the Shabbos, And a few Yidne, even Shabbos in Akipurim, Shechali is B'Shabbos. The Yeshkan Inui? What does Rashi mean, the Yeshkan Inui? Agnes Nefesh. What's Agnes Nefesh? The Gemara says we should Agnes Nefesh, correct. But the Yeshkan Inui? We don't know. This expression is for the time being enigmatic. We'll see what Rashi means Inui. But of the Shoyi in Akipurim, Sheshor Shmuz Oseh, and in ordinary in Kippur, it's a Knibes HaYerek Muter. And a Knibes HaYerek means a Chon is Sudem, meaning Akipurim and Mitzoy in Akipurim. Ashtet, the Chol B'Shabbos, Lishor Rabbat. Is in Kippur different from Shabbos? If it's in Kippur, which, and in Kippur which comes out in the Chayu, I can set a table, in a Mincho Milo, it means late afternoon in Kippur, כל השכין לסייק, נתאיתי. לסייק, כן, סייק, טייבו, או פרפר לסלט, מדי דיון, אבל סטיל די טיים, פור מוצא יונטף, או מוצא ינקיפה. ואיף ימא כיפור, אם זה ואין צריך להביא דיס יר, והוא קונסייד לשבס, איס כניב הסייר רקוס. נו, how, what is the proof? נראים להינו עם מוכה ועקסיב לסעסק או מלוכו. El olav haknivas yerek shmamina. What does the Gemara mean haknivas yerek shmamina? The Gemara means without the Rambam we wouldn't have ever understood the Gemara. See, only the Rambam and the Ramban helps us to understand the Gemara. But Shabbos there is another set of isurim. One set of performances which has been prohibited on Shabbos is simply the Lamentes Melachos. For the Lamentes Melachos, you don't need an assay, Shabbos Shabbosen. The Sasa Kamelocho, Cholesim Melachom Nishimus, when you need an assay. Then there is another set of performances of deeds, which actually don't consist of Melachos Aveda or Meloche. And they don't come under the law of Meloche. They cannot be subsumed under that law, because they don't constitute a melacha. You wouldn't find in those performances, you wouldn't find in the least that's what it is melachas. Or they don't belong.
He got it all his own to this one.
And still they are forbidden Rashad. One of those melochers which is forbidden Rashad is Achone Miyon Teflachel. The Gemara says that Achone Miyon Teflachel is also on Shabbat. It's not an Isolav, it's not an Isolav, it's a Isarase. This is Knivas Ayore, this means Achone Miyon Teflachel. This is not a Isolav, because not a melochel, Knivas Ayore, I remove, the spoiled leaves from the good one. I mean, tastes, there is no Issa the rice involved. Sometimes I might get involved by engaging in such an activity in a Issa the rice. Well, yeah, all right, anyway, yeah, there are no Issa the rice. It's a Issa the Rabbanon, and basically, Rashi doesn't care about the whole problem of prayer. I called Rashi, it's a problem of Achonemi, Shabbos Lachain. This is just some of the rice, but not subsumed under Kamalach on Isasu. It is classified under a different category. Shabbat Shabbos. And see the Talav of Shabbat Shabbos, to prepare, anything, Mishabbos Leyonte. So there is no reason for that I'm permitted to do so. Yimakipurim Shalais, the Shabbos. That is it. Certainly not, that's what Rashi says, certainly not. Even Yom HaKippur Mishat. The problem is, what about in Kippur itself? What about in Kippur itself? Elolav, Ilein Elim Locha, Vaksiv Nisase Kol Melocha. Elolav Aknivas Yerek. It means not Melocha, and the performance is still prohibited, forbidden. Achone Mishabos Lechem. Stamina, Adereis. If it's Adereis, why is it permissible in Kippur? אין בי ימקיפור לשבוס, אלא לא שזה, זדי נקורס וזה, זדי נקורס וזה, זדי נזכירו. So Rashi says, עד השבוס אין בו ים כיפר, is taken, is utilized for another הלוכה, for חמיש עינויים. Or חיצה, סיכה, נרקסנו. So ים כיפר has no שבוס אין, for אחונה מיום תפלחי. Is ים כיפר אחונה מיום תפלחי, is מותר מלרעיסה. But we also need a Rabbana. So they've committed a Chone Miyon Tevlechel because of Agmas Nefesh. We'll see soon what Agmas Nefesh is. Agmas Nefesh. But on Shabbos, the Inuim have not been forbidden. So Shabbos must be interpreted exclusively with regard to what? To Achone. Is a Yom Kippur, is a Chone Miyon Tevlechel Shabbos. Excuse me. מיום תפלחיל is permissible with the Reise. ומשום אגמס נפש, so only a Yisra the Rabbonu is involved in Nachone. ומשום אגמס נפש, because of אגמס נפש, they will eliminate the Yisra the Rabbonu, they will overrule the Yisra the Rabbonu. However, if in Kippur, or an ordinary Shabbos, or even the Shabbos which coincides with in Kippur, you know, the Shabbos is interpreted in terms of Mille Reise, so Agmas Nefesh is not in mitigating circumstances. Circumstance to permit us, violation of the Shabbos. Let's take a look at it. One of money, Tamulina, the Shabbos Breshit. Shabbos Breshit means Rashi Shabbos. Shabbos in Shabbos Kiddush, the Shabbos in Mashma Shmeis. We have got to understand what it means, Shabbos in Shmeis. What did Gemara see? What did you hear the... But the Shmeis, what is specific significance of the word Shmeis? We'll see soon, Bobby. Who am I? Basic meaning also on the call. What kind of a performance is it? You may be more again, you know, the Gemara Torah means you should not pick lettuce, salad, from the ground. Oxin sase komolocho, vohotu lomoli. Vohotu lomoli, what do you mean that I say? Elolav mikni basyeret vialmo, the tolush. The mean that they love meloche. It's something which cannot be classified as a meloche. Koya lei the asei, but still asei remains, the shabos and shmeis, the kevon, the midereise, also the whole shabse is ashwanoch. Since it's a general prohibition,
applicable to have a Shabbos in the year. Ochel Eisharin in law, Mishum Agmas Nefesh, Limitche Yisod Eraisi. It would be foolish, I have to say, because of Agmas Nefesh, will permit him to do something which has been forbidden by the Torah. Oh, be sure, Yom Kippur, as he says. Sure, Agmas Nefesh, it's permissible, Agmas Nefesh. We have got the Chsiv Beinam Eshapos Eshweis. Yom Kippur also is called Shabbos Shabbosim. Rav Nimlochim, he does not refer to Meloche. And when we call Dovor HaMakiv Milisanis, from all those activities which prevent the person from Inui, from the realization of the mitzvah Sinui. It means the Hamish Inuyim. Mitzamchinu ve'inisem. Oche darshinu lel perek basra de yume, l'chite v'isiche v'demim lo'e. This is the Rambam. This is the Gemara. Was ist der Schabbos in Schmutz? Die Gemorre der Reich Schabbos in die Mui in der Hamischen Rebe, Schabbos in Schmutz. We'll see later what this. What is the connection is very difficult. Oh, I thought that Rashi says. There is a basic distinction according to Rashi between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Namely, what is the distinction according to Rashi, Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Achone b'Shabbos is achone m'Shabbos l'cheir. Also, mit der Reise, ist er sein, hat er ist er lauf, in dem Kippur ist er chone, mit Schabbos lachel, warum mit der Rapport? Basic distinction. Wait, because der Schabbosin, der Korn zu Rashi, mentioned in relationship to Yom Kippur, is interpreted in terms of the Chamisho in Ruiz. Chamisho. Schmarinach. Oma Rabchi Yibarabe, Oma Rabbi Yechanen, Yom HaKippurim Shechali is B'Shabbos Muta M'Knigas Yerek. He disagrees. And Shabbos K'Knigas Yerek is Osa. But Yom HaKippurim which coincides with Shabbos is Muta M'Knigas Yerek. Meisme Menayu Yom HaKippurim Shechali is B'Shabbos Shosso B'Knigas Yerek Tavolenu Shabbos Eshveis Lemai. Bilene limlocho maksim lisase kol melocho ela lava kniga serek gmora ze bchayisea bidraise shabosein gmora no der shabosein refers not to achone but to meloche mamish I what do you need a separate assay for meloche since you have a lava for you bidin loche it gmora says lava what was bilave bilase se de assay in order I mean to what should I say to not duplicate To double the Yisrach. It's about a Yisrach Leisase as well as a Yisrach say. Vaksiv Leisase kol melocho. Allah b'kni basere. He wants us to say. Leilom limlocho. Ulava leilom dasei v'leisase. In the machlekes in the Gemara. What's the basic machlekes? Between Ravune Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Rav thinks that Achone Mishabos Lechel Leisot Reise. It comes under the assay of Sa'av, Shabbos and Shmeis. Hence, is Achon Sude, to prepare the meal. Yom Kippur, for not the Yom Kippur, is prohibited if Yom Kippur coincides with what? With Shabbos. However, if Yom Kippur comes during fog on an ordinary day, then is Achon Muter permissible? Because why? Because the Yom Kippur, there is no Yisrael of Achomid Reise pertaining to Achonim. Because the Shabbosim is used up for something else. And Rabbi Yechon apparently has an opinion that Achonim is Shabbos Leyonteh, is Shabbos Lecheir, is always the Rabbanon. And the Shabbosim Shveis refers to what? To Melochem Mamesh? To Melochem Mamesh is hence is even on Shabbos, there is no reason for Achon Esude in Shabbos Lachayim. Why do they have a Shabbos to prepare the meal? That's why it's also the Rabbonah. But Yom HaKippur Mishchal is the Shabbos, then there is a very good reason for him to prepare the Sude late afternoon, for Motzi Yom Tov, so they've permitted him to do so. both an Yekiper Shebo Bechayil, as well as an Yekiper Shechal Bishon. Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yechanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yiz Bishabos, Muta Bekniva Sirek. To get a strap. Omer Abchi, Omer Barabe, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yiz Bishabos, Bechayu, Mifatzin Begezin, you crack nuts for the Lord to prepare of some goodies for Matzah Shabbos. You fast in the remaining, you peel the remaining, and then you prepare the food, the salad, the food. Min ha-milcho l'maylo, mipnei agmas nefesh. Mipnei agmas nefesh. What is, yeah, is here, atub yosoe, v'omar abchi yabarabe, v'omar abhi yichanen, yimekepun shchali yisbechiyu, Mifatim begeiz mifatim amen amir kol maila. If this is a part of the text, I mean the problem of the text, or it is in insert later, is in the Gemara would appear as Rabbi Yechanan himself. There was another opinion about Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan also limited the heter of Kmilas Ayerek to Chayil Mat Hashav. It's a different stuff. What is that Masnet? Rashik said before, Inuit. Here Rashi says, Mutar de Knivat Yerek, de Shvus, la visure de Reise, de Shvus, la visure de Reise, Elo de Rabbonon, de Ochem, de Shumagmas Nefesh, Shemesake in Reine Echeil, va Rekore vu Inuit Shore. Well, Rashi says, de Dafke min Amilcho ule Mailo, Shushere vu Mitzape le Isachilo, vike Agnes Nefesh Tre. What does Rashi say? To explain to you the Rashi, I'll tell you about the story which I heard as a child. I used to tell it as a legend from the Lithuania. Apparently the legend is true, I don't know. Since I'm not mixing it all to the most part. I heard it, the story as a child. The Lithuanian rabbi, a great scholar, somehow had to travel in Erl to Germany. And had to spend Yom Kippur in Frankfurt am Main. Frankfurt am Main, that time, in the 19th century, lived the famous, was a legendary figure, to Jews all over Russia, Lithuania, Poland. They called him the Fruma Rotschild. The Fruma Rotschild, Ansel Rotschild, member of the family, of the German branch of the family. The family was in Germany, in Vienna, and in Paris, and in London, and in the four branches. Then somehow the branch in Germany disappeared, vanished, and there was a three-branch family, in Vienna, Paris, and not if I do, I was Paris, you know, and the law branch was there. So he thought he was a legendary figure, and he was actually a great Jewish man, and Chabad Mitzvahs, great Jewish man. So now he stopped. He had to spend his Kippur in Frankfurt am Main, so he was invited by the Fuller Russell to spend the Arabian Kippur with his Arabian Kippur, the Motin Kippur, and to govern his shul. And so he did. So he did, and he governed in Kippur, the shul at the Fuller Russell. And then after Musa, after Mincham, after Musa, they called for the announced the break in permission. And Rothschild told him, now I have the honor to invite you to come with me to my home. I said, okay, you see, I know this mentality. I for a Deutsch can escape this mentality. But me, I care to German. We're not a care to another European. And I said, I should invite him to go to his home in Kippur afternoon. So nun bitte mir fällt, wir müssen mit mir, aber ich habe gar nicht eine Hour, eine Hour fällt. Weiß, es ist mehr, es ist mehr schon, ich sage, all right, mach ich mal, aber weiß, ich sage, was könnt ihr tun? Für die Company, ich kam home, invited him, invited the Rabbi to enter the dining room, at my next to the dining room, and the table was set, all the most delicious food items, imaginable. and what the silver cup is a bottle of wine. And the whole family came, you know, each one took his seat, to the right of the watcher, and the watcher got up and poured the wine into the cup and picked up the cost. The whole almost fainted. You almost fainted, I mean, what is going on? Well, the problem is I'm a fault and a badge. But he picked up the cost, and he was proud of him. He was about to get up and say, he's not the first. So he picked up the cost and said, Yom Shalom, it's Yontef. Basically, Yontef, we are high in Kiddush with the Kaddish. We were at the ordinary Yontef of the three Kiddush now. The priest in the Kippur, he told us, Nisim is not Shesechem, Merav Adarav Tishri Shabbatchem, we will not say the Kiddush, we forgot the meal, we forgot that we should say the Kiddush of the Kiddush. Mr. Shilomais, but many times I discussed with my father, Rashi says it. As the mitzvahs inui and in deeper is in order to intensify the tonus, the appetite, and to increase the appetite, so I have to come in contact with food. That's what Rashi says. Broche mishumagmas nefesh, mishumagmas nefesh, shem esakim vein eicher, I mean, when you prepare something, usually you taste it. Are a very corrible inuit. Sure. Yeah, me, inuit means not to eat. But you see, I mean, we would say, the nizim of Shechem does not mean we should suffer because of the country. Nizim of Shechem inuit means to refrain, abstain from it. The nizim of Shechem is only abstention, nothing else but abstention. It's actually the mitzvah expressed itself in negativism, so to say, in non-eating, in not drinking. Rashi wants more than that I psychologically should be tempted to eat and resist temptation. It's a very strange Rashi, but Rashi is not a full rebel. Rashi says that you have to accept it. We have no choice in this matter, Rashi. That, why is it not Minchel tomorrow? Why not before Minchel? You're closer to the eating, so the Inui is more pronounced. The Inui is more pronounced. ודווקא מן המלכה לומר לה שהוא שייף ומצפה ואיסט אכילה ואיקה he's already impatient, you know people may pass the whole in Kippur when it comes to me after me, last 10 minutes you got to go you know, impatience Rachar should do that and this is the Allah is there is a key in the Nisra of Nafshu Tehen it's not only abstention from food But the key is to expose myself to temptation for a short while and resist temptation. That, that is a good question. It means different kind of an inuit. But the Achilu Ishtiya is inuit appeal. The Gemara says perhaps the Nisim of Shechem does not refer to eating, but simply you should sit in the sun, in a blazing sun, or in a cold spot, stay in rain, stay out time while it's raining. The Gemara says, we are martyr of Achilu Ishtiya. I mean, it's a good question that you say. I mean, it's a good question. But I heard many times in the name of Rav Chaim, follow me. Achilu Ishtiya is not the kiyum does not consist in somehow in torturing myself, in expelling myself from temptation and withdrawing, so to say, but simply in abstention from eating. But even I feel wonderful. I mean, I not only don't miss food, I mean, particularly not anything. I don't miss food, I need keto, more important matter than anything. Yeah, according to Rashi, my inu is not complete. It's only for a short while. Should emerge, and sent away, and ignored and abandoned. This is a very strange Rashi anyway, Rashi said. Anyway, you can't argue, Rashi says, he's Rashi. And what's his name, the Balamoyer says, the Rashi Pirush, פירוש רוחק מאיד, דאג מסנפש שלו. פירוש רוחק מאיד. לא, תסתכל. לא, זה דבר. היא יודעת את רשי מיז בפור. אפילו יבנה, ויש כאן שינוי. יש כאן. זה לפנת המין, זה היתר אף החולה, הוא עוד נת פרומפטר, בי קונבינינס, ובי, לא בי סימפלי, בי אנהנסינג, הם אקזולטינג במצווסינו. It's very strange. Yeah, ben schweiß an der Benaschmosche, Benaschmosche. Hier ist noch Benaschmosche. No, hier ist noch Michael Marlene, der hat fast frie. Michael Marlene, we know what it is. Efter mir gekommen, efter hat fast frie. Efter fast frie, die sind noch Benaschmosche. No, 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 no. Yes, my own das. No. Oh, come to Ramban. Oh, come to Ramban. I told you that without the Ramban, And the Rambam could be impossible to interpret this way. I said it to the Rambam. Apparently, I'm aware of the Rambam. But let us now, okay. What does the Rach say? The Rach is an upshot. What is Agnes Nefesh? What is Agnes Nefesh? Piresh, Yevit Maser of Hashar, Sinner. Shalei Eite Reach, Bemitzei Ayin Miknivo. Mutei Nafshi Agumo Olo. וכן מפצים בגזים ומפחים ברמנים ודווקים למלכו ומיילו שמאחר שהוא קורא לאיסו איכל דיימר למי שיש לי פס בסלי ולאוסו למיכל מנהיו He speaks in terms which contradict Russia יפה אבל קדם המלכו עשר גזרינן דיומו עשר למיכל מנהיו ורשי פירס מזה שאומרו משום אגנס נפש בניין אחר וליושע בעיניי עד כאן לשני, זה סבל המוער האגרילי סטרס ורוחק לעיד אלה, בוטי לפשט לבל המוער אופר זה לפשט בזרח בוט לפשט לבל המוער סופר רק אגנס נפש בוטי זה אגנס נפש, נו? יהיה צופרדנטר, what kind of אגנס נפש would be פרדנטר? גם אם I'm hungry, I'm here, so more than me and nothing has been prepared, I'll get angry and so forth I'll yell at my wife and so forth And this is exactly what Rach means. So what in Europe? So what is there? What is there? What is the Valamoyer and the Rach most machine in top of Agnes Nefesh? He should not be exposed to Agnes Nefesh. Not really. Yeah, why? Because you come, you'll be hungry like a wolf. Food will not be prepared, the table will not be set, so take 5 minutes, they'll begin to yell and shout, I mean, You know, I don't. It's not the way Chazal. Chazal will not concern me. Ah! It is the kibbut aliyim. You see, on Shabbos, when you prepare food for Motzei Shabbos, it is chinuch kibbut aliyim. On Shabbos, it is a mitzvah to eat well. Shol shudas on Shabbos. To enjoy the food on Shabbos. So when I prepare the table, Shabbos late afternoon for Motzei Shabbos. Instead of preparing the meal for Shabbos, so I demonstrate, what do I demonstrate? What do I manifest? A sense of contempt for Shabbos. But I don't care, completely non-concerned. I mean, unconcerned for Shabbos. Very important is the Motzei Shabbos. This is on Shabbos. You analyze it carefully. If I do it, I don't keep it. I prepare, I set a table for Motzei Yom Kippurim, I am Kippur. What is there, bittul, bizoyin kved hayim, or there is on the contrary, kibbul hayim? Why don't I eat now? I'm hungry now. God's forbidden. And I prepare the table, I set a table, prepare the food, for Motzei Yom Kippur, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that I may break the fast. So by preparing the table, the Makipurim late in the afternoon for Motzei Yom Kippur, I demonstrate what? Certain sense of reverence and respect for Yom Kippur. To just the opposite. an Shabbos nechi nechni mi klois zoch isure mi Shabbos lecheil by so doing I manifest disregard and concern for Shabbos. And the Jewish mathematics. But a Yom Kippur is just the opposite. I enhance the Kedusha Son Yer. I emphasize the important significance of the name. By preparing for later and not partaking of the new law. This is exactly what the Rav means. The Balamoya of the Rav means. According to both Pshotim, the matter is not convenience, I want you to know. The matter is not convenient. The Lord didn't care about it. But the matter, what is the matter? The Kiyum Hayom, Kiyum Dusayim. According to Rashi, what is the matter? The Kiyum Inui. According to the Balamoya, the Rach, and all the Rishonim, what is the matter? Kiyum Hayom, by demonstrating that I set a table for Motri Shabbos exclusively. And not for I'm not for Yom Kippur, I'm not for Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, for now. The matter of two kiddum and Yom Kippur. Now, text this sugya. We'll read this sugya now, I told you. We'll start the text of Rambam. Because I'll come back to this. Because Rambam Halachi Gimel picks up this sugya. Where's the Rambam here? All right, let me have this text. I don't care, no. I can see. I know that it's a text, it's a familiar text to me. Shvisas Oseo. Ilche Shvisas Oseo. Interesting is that the Rambam arranged that Shvisas Oseo should follow Yilche Shabbos and Yilche Serem. Yilche Serem is also Shabbos. Immediately. Because the halachas before, prior to Shvisas Oseo, is Erev. Erev is a continuation of Yilche Shabbos. Only after you get through the Shvisas Oseo, he picks up Yilche Yom Tov. Yilche Yom Tov. Now let me just ask you the following question. How many names? By how many names do you call in Kippur the Yom Kodesh? Yom Kodesh is a Chassidish name. It's never been mentioned before the period of Chassidish. Chassidim don't pronounce the name Yom Kippur. Only Yom Kodesh. Only the substitute. But however, how many names are there to Yom Kippur? But not just if I ask it not how many names, what you remember from your grammar school days. Yeah, but I'm not a Hebrew teacher. If I ask, I have something in mind. Rabbi Lezer HaKalir. Maybe let me care. Rabbi Lezer HaKalir had three names for Yom Kippur. In what field? Yeah, the Hoshev, the Pondison, Chayfu Ruwe HaKalason, the Nagdisha of the Shabbat Shabbason, Kodesh, the Shabbat Shabbason. What's the next refrain? The first Chacho Ayim Sforim, Chayin Am Lecho Mekavim, the Nagdish for the Yom Kippurim Kodesh. The second. Must be in the Chevel HaSeir, the Tichlas HaSirai Pseir, the Nagdishoch, the Tehmo HaSeir Kodesh. So at three. Shabbat Shabbosein, Tehmo HaSeir, and Yom Kippur. The Rambam is two. Instead of three, the Rambam operates is two. I don't know, perhaps they have the third one two, but I don't believe. The Rambam is Shvisas Oseo. Shvisas Oseo is like Tehmo Oseo. Shvisas Oseo is like Tehmo Oseo. And in Kochim, in the Sefer of Kochim, he has Yilches Yom Kippur. says Yom HaKippurim, he himself a year, operates also with the name Yom HaKippurim. But the Halachas and the are called Hilchos Shvi'is HaSofer, and as far as the Sefer Aveda is concerned, where it discusses, explains the Seder Hayom, the service of the day, the Avedas Kippurim, the Yom HaKippurim, he calls it not Hilchos Avedas Seim HaSofer, but Hilchos Avedas Yom HaKippurim. It's quite interesting that he starts the Hilchos Avedas Yom HaKippurim with the following words, if I'm not making a mistake. The Seim HaSofer Makrivim. He doesn't say the Yom HaKippurim Makrivim. The Seim HaSofer Makrivim. Do you have a Rambam Hilchos Avedas Yom HaKippurim? Have a Yom HaSofer Makrivim. Makrivim. The Yom HaTzom, this is Tzomosa, the Yom HaTzom, this is Tzomosa, this is Bakshidim. Yes, the Yom HaTzom, Bakshidim. Is the Rama operates these two names? Yom HaKippurim, and what else? Shvi'is HaOser, Kein HaOser, oh, yeah. The Shabbos HaBos in the Rama does not operate this. The Rama does not operate this. Shabbos HaBos. What's the difference between Kalir and Rambam? What was Kalir? Well, one of the Kabbalim. What prompted Rav Elazar HaKalir to introduce a threefold name for Inkibel? Threefold name for Inkibel? What prompted the Rambam to introduce a twofold name of Inkibel? Reading out the Shabbat Shabbos. Yes, what do you want to say? On the contrary, I would say. I would say you touched on the proper problem, on the problem, but I would say the contrary. You see, when you say, Rav Elazar HaKalir apparently, Yom HaKippurim, I mean, there are three, let us say, I mean, speak in terms of Kedushas Hayim. There are three, I wouldn't say, three Kedushas, three aspects to the Kedushas Hayim of Yom Kippur. First of all, the aspect of what? The aspect of what? Yom HaKippurim, the aspect of Yom HaKippurim, what is it? Well, the Kapere, Kibayim HaZeh Yichapar Aleichem, Tair Esam Kiel Chad Aseichem, Yivar Hashem Dito, the Yitzumi Shayim, the very essence, the very substance, the very Gdusha Sayim, and Yim is Mechaper. Yitzumi Shayim Mechaper. And because of that quality which is, with which the Yom HaTzim is endowed, We were told, I mean, to offer so many components. The Avede. So when Aram speaks about Avede, it would be absurd to say, Hilchos Seim HaOser. Not Seim HaOser, not the problem of the Tonis. Not the problem of Meloche on Yom Kippur. It's the problem of what? Of Kapporos Yom Kippur. In order to attain Kapporos, we have to go through all those motions, which the Rama mentioned, all those things. With the Ram mentioned in Avedas, Yom HaKippurim. That's the very thing. The Ram in Hilchos Shuvim, and the Ram speaks Yom HaKippurim Mechvitzim Yishol Yom HaKippur. The Ram speaks exclusively in terms of what? In terms of what? Of Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim. Here the Rambam, in Shvi'is HaOser, the Ram mentioned even once that Yom HaKippurim is Mechvitzim. The Rambam always speaks in Shvi'is HaOser of two things, namely of what? Yisro Meloche and Mitzvah Sinui. Mitzvah Sinui. The Rambam calls it Shvi'is HaOser. Why? And Rav Elazar HaKalir divided, split. Shvi'is HaOser, I would say, and Seim HaOser. Shvi'is HaOser is Shabbos Shabbosim. The aspect of Meloche who was separated by Rav Elazar HaKalir from the aspect of what? Afinu. While the Rambam combined the aspect of Meloche, it is saying of Meloche with that Afinu into one Kedusha. For simple reason. Very simple reason. Rav Elazar HaKalir was of the opinion that Shabbos Shabbosin, not like Rashi, Rashi the Shabbos Shabbosin refers to Inui. On the contrary, Rav Elazar HaKalir was of the opinion that Shabbos Shabbos in Yom Kippur refers also to Moloch. To Moloch. Shabbos Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos Yom Kippur. You get in Kippur, all Molochs which are prohibited on Shabbos are also prohibited on Yom Kippur. However, in Nuin, Rabbi Lev HaKalir derived from one of the Pesukim. From the Talmud Machshas Eichem, the Sugyas in Yume, that all the Chamisho, Chitze, Siche, abstention of Chitze, from Siche, from the Sassambo, these are considered in Nuin. They are in Kippur. The injunction against the Nuin, Yom Kippur, the aspect of Dush Dayin, which precipitate the Yisur Inui, there's absolutely nothing in common with the aspect of Yisur Sayyim generating Ayisur Melochem. It's two different Yisur Sayyim. Whether I can say freely two different Yisur Sayyim or two Pchines, two aspects of Yisur Sayyim, is not important now. Let us say two Yisur Sayyim. There's a Yisur Sayyim of Melochem, and there's a Yisur Sayyim which enjoys us from Achilu Shtiyem, and practicing other tanurim. Correct? This is. Since there are two Kedushas Hayyim, three aspects. As Yim HaMachaper, is Yim HaKippurim. As a Meloche, is Shabbos Shabbosim. As what? As Inui, as Tonis, Tonis Tribu, Tonis Nafshisera. The Rambam in a strange manner will come to Israel. But the Rambam somehow has uses the Shabbos Shabbosim for both. For his